flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Skip Dog from Seattle is. Skip Dog, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Skip Dog has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The clock tower Big Ben is located in what city?
London.
Correct. Which TV show is known for the phrase, winter is coming?
Pass.
Wendy's is launching a frosty flavored like what Girl Scouts cookie?
Salted caramel.
No.
Thin Mint.
Yes. What band had the hit songs Drive and Wish You Were Here?
Shine Down?
No.
Pass.
Who was the Queen of France during the French Revolution?
Queen Mary?
No.
Pass.
Who played the title character in the 2001 film Donnie Darko? The mojito originated in what country?
Spain.
No.
Mexico.
No.
France.
No. The two NFL teams with the most Super Bowl wins are the Steelers and who?
Patriots.
Correct. Skip Dog, you got 3 right.
Finished on a high note.
Yes. There was a lot of passing, but you know,
yes.
You never know. Steve?
Not my game. Thank you.
What do you say?
Not his game. Thank you.
Not his game.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you never know. He could have done worse, okay? So there is a chance. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah!
The clock tower Big Ben is located in what city?
London.
Correct. Which TV show is known for the phrase, winter is coming?
Winter is coming. Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Let's go.
Wendy's is launching a frosty flavored like what Girl Scouts cookie?
Thin Mint.
Yes. What band has the hit songs Drive and Wish You Were Here?
Tagalong, personally, but no. You teach their own.
They're making it the best flavor.
Incubus and You're Wrong.
Yeah, correct. Who was the Queen of France during the French Revolution?
Queen Mary?
No.
Queen Esmeralda.
Wow, no.
Queen Betty.
No. Who played the title character in the 2001 film Donnie Darko?
Oh, crap. Oh, man. Edward Furlong?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Correct.
Yes.
The mojito originated in what country?
In Cuba.
Yes. The two NFL teams with the most Super Bowl wins are the Steelers and who?
It's got to be the New England Patriots.
You know it. Who is the Greek god of the sea?
Aquaman.
No.
Forever say that, because he is.
In my mind.
Poseidon?
Yes. How many countries are in the United Kingdom?
Let's go 4.
You would be correct. Wow, Steve.
What?
Almost a perfect 10, but you got 9 correct, which is still a win, 9-3. Sorry, Skip Dog.
Bummer.
It is a bummer. He knew even before Steve.
You know, we all have bad days and good days.
I'm going to chalk that up to a good day.
For you?
Yes.
Yes.
Which one did I get wrong?
Who was the Queen of France during the French Revolution? Both you and Skip Dog said
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Marie, or Mary, but it's Marie Antoinette.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. No, you would have been wrong even with more guesses, but you still won, so congrats.
Rockaholics, we hope that you have no plans on Friday, February 7th, except to kick it with the men's room, because they're having the Lager launch party and live broadcast at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. All the details can be found at KISW.com. And just know that a portion of the proceeds of every one of those beers you sip supports our 3 local Fisher House locations. Do you think, Steve, could a robot replace your relationship?
Whoa! No. Maybe ask Sarah that question, not me. I don't know.
Well, we will tell you after fuel.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a new study that has revealed 8 in 10 men believe AI girlfriends could replace actual human partners, with many willing to form emotional bonds or even consider marriage with an AI companion.
Okay, they need to have a conversation with somebody, I feel. You know what I mean? Like, that seems a little much. Like, although, I would think, if in my college years and even in my 20s, when, like, you know, do you remember back in the day when you get wasted and then it was like a game of, like, who can I talk to late at night that wants, like, and you make some bad decisions, like, you'd maybe, like, reach out to, like, an ex, or you'd reach out to somebody that you really aren't that attracted to, but, like, you know, you're one too many vodka tonics deep and it's 3 in the morning and you just feel like you need to talk to somebody.
Steve, I never did that.
Okay.
Not once.
Apparently I'm alone on this island. My bad.
Yeah, right.
Could you imagine having, like, was it Grok on X or like GPT? And you could just have someone to talk to late at night.
That'd be awesome.
And it's like, man, it's a robot. And I don't know. Maybe I bet there is already one that will have naughty conversations with you.
Oh, but,
like,
yeah.
Just something to keep you from making a bad decision. Like, you're just having, like, that kind of chat with a robot. I would have done that.
I would absolutely.
I don't know if I'd marry a robot.
There are literal porn star AI things.
Oh, see, of course there is.
Nowadays, that you they are like, and the porn stars themselves, like, train them to, like, what? Be like, so they talk to
so
you.
So is it
voice.
Audio and video?
I think so, honestly.
Whew, man, I would still be owing credit card debt if I was, like, in my, like, late teens, early 20s.
I mean, out of curiosity, I'll pay to see it.
Yeah, but that's how it starts.
Yeah.
The next thing you know.
Then they get you.
Next thing you know, you're getting married to one.
I hear you're in the robot business lately.
I am. This is a very weird transition from what we're talking about. So, mental cleanse.
Oh. Okay,
now we're good. Tatum got herself a robot dog.
Oh.
And it's ridiculous. And it's... she named it Lucky. Originally, its name was Chip. But I don't know why she decided. I think she just feels like it's Lucky.
Wait, does it come with a name?
I don't know. I don't know. If it does, we got it on Amazon from Japan.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's I don't even know if it's speaking English, to be honest with you, in some situations. I'm just like, this thing is just, it's like $50. It wasn't like any of those. Like, some of these things, like, we were looking online and watching videos. Some of these are like $1,000, $3,000. Those are really nice. This is definitely low budget. She's obsessed with this thing. And yesterday she goes, I give this robot dog a 10 out of 10.
Oh.
I'm like, what do we scale? Like, what did you learn how to scale things?
It's for her YouTube page where she's going to review robot dogs.
She was watching YouTube videos. And that's for sure. I'm like, well, what is DJ rate? She's like, 10 out of 10. I'm like, wait, so you love... She's like, I love this dog just as much as I love DJ. I'm like, oh, my goodness. No, you can't love this dog as much as DJ. This is a robot.
I know that she has said that she wants another dog after you guys recently had to say goodbye to Lulu, but this is kind of a nice, you know, little buffer, because that sometimes you're not ready to get that next dog. So, robot dog for the win.
Right now, it's going okay. I think eventually she's going to get bored of it. You know what I mean? Like, already she's, like, turning the thing off because it's just so freaking annoying, because it, like, dances, it does yoga, it does a handstand, and falls. And
It's like rolling over. The thing is pretty crazy.
Will it do stuff when it's not like prompted to do it? Or like do you have to tell it everything? Like does it have a mind of its own?
It's got a remote control. It's voice activated. But we turn it off the moment we're done. Because otherwise it just kind of whimpers and barks. And I'm like, I can't deal with this.
Oh, no.
We already got one dog barking and we can't control that one. This one has an on-off switch. I can control it.
That is so fun. I bet Barrett would enjoy one of those as well.
Well, $50 on Amazon. Don't get the $25 one. It didn't work.
I like for any amount of time, it immediately broke.
It legitimately, we turned it on. It didn't fully dance. And then it just went, meh, 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 and it just stopped working.
Oh, no. You killed the robot dog.
Apparently. So I had to send it back. And then I told my wife, I'm like, oh, yeah, that one was junk. We had to return it. And I got, she's like, did you get a new one? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, how much was it? I'm like, $50. She's like, I told her she couldn't get the $50 one. I'm like, well, you didn't tell me. Maybe you need to let me know.
This is like girl dad 101. Like you just go ask dad and dad will get it for you.
That's a sucker.
Mom said no, I'm going to go have this chat with dad.
Dad's already got the Amazon app ready to open and ready to rock.
Do you guys have any other robot stuff? Like you don't do like a Roomba or anything like that?
No, I would love a Roomba.
I would too.
Yeah. I'm all for any of these robots help making life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You just say that because you're scared of them.
I am. I still say please and thank you to any of the chat software that I use, like ChatGPT. I'm like, hey, can you please blah, blah, blah. I'll thank them, too. And they appreciate it.
It's fair. I will say it wasn't a robot, but when we went to your house, I got, like, I was intimidated by your refrigerator. Just because it was, like, there's different handles to, like, open the different doors and stuff. And, like, your wife was looking at me like I was an idiot. And I was like, I don't know. I'm just trying to get a soda.
There's, like, a little mini door that you can, you have to hit a button and it opens where all the sodas are. And also, if you double tap the look, we didn't spend a lot. It was, like, $1,000 on sale at Home Depot. It was cheap. Cheaper than like the more basic ones. So I got that one and I was like, this is amazing. You double tap the door and it light turns on. And you can see what's inside the refrigerator.
Without having to open it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You clearly didn't spend enough time with the refrigerator.
Not. That sounds awesome.
It took a second for Tatum to figure out like that you don't need to do it aggressively, because at first I was like, she's gonna break this door. Oh. She's banging on it. I'm like, that's not how you get the light to turn on.
And you know what? I mean, that's just very inspirational, because I have a very boring, like, we got the bottom of the barrel refrigerator, and I really feel like it's time for an upgrade. I'm gonna get a robot refrigerator.
Well, go to Home Depot or Lowe's and hope there's some random refrigerator on sale, because that's what we did. And we're only a few years into this house, so who knows how soon until it stops working, like our washer and dryer. But, you know.
I'm in for a robot refrigerator. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Shinedown and Bush at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is happening on August 8th. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK.
I'm looking at some of the text messages. One person says, Migs, we got one of those robot dogs, too. Don't worry. My kid got bored with it after 3 days. You should be fine. It's a lot of money just to spend on something to keep you occupied for 3 days and then be done with it.
I feel like that happens to me way too often, where I buy something that Barrett's into at the moment.
Yes.
You know, like Buzz Lightyear or whatever. And then when the luster wears off, I'm very sad that I spent so much money on it.
Yeah, oh, man. I would love some of my money back from these random impulse purchases. I'm an impulse buyer as it is, and now I'm impulse buying for my daughter. It's stupid.
Look at us. We're enablers.
But it's every kid in the entire world. Like,
yes.
I went through the same thing with Lily. Every kid's going to do that. But it's like, at least as an adult, if you make a stupid purchase, you're like, you have that guilt where you're like, I have to use it. The kids just don't care.
They're just like, no,
I don't want to play with that, Dad. It's not cool anymore.
There are so many times where, like, she'll be like, I want blah, blah, blah. My wife's way better than I am. She's like, well, if you want that, why aren't you, maybe you should start playing with the other things that are just like that. And then all of a sudden, there's that weird silence, and then she just goes upstairs, clearly to go play with that toy to prove her point. The kid's just so
They're funny. Great little negotiators.
But it's kind of the point where it's like, the only thing I feel comfortable buying on, like, kind of impulsively is anything Paw Patrol related, because she's kind of been with them for the long haul.
Yeah.
But, like, the latest obsession, Dog Man.
What is Dog Man?
See, you know, I thought of you because you recently brought up Captain Underpants. And I was like, who the hell is Captain Underpants? Apparently, Dog Man is an offshoot of Captain Underpants.
Yep.
Two
what?
Of the characters in Captain Underpants, Harold, and I watched way too many videos on this, created a cartoon called Dog Man, but it's actually created by the guy who created Captain Underpants. And it's part dog, part man.
Okay.
Like, the dog's, it's a head of a dog, the body of a man. And it's a long story, but, like, there's now a movie coming out this weekend for Dog Man. And that's how we discovered it. There was a trailer when we went to go see The Grinch in the theaters.
Of course.
Funny, 'cause it's like 20-something years later, or seeing Grinch in the theaters with my daughter. And there was a Dog Man commercial. And she was just like, that looks like a lot of fun. And she's been obsessed with it ever since. We're probably going to have to go to the movies to go see Dog Man. We got the book.
Oh.
Coloring books. And she wants now the stuffy. She wants everything.
All right. I'm going to have to show it to Barrett.
Oh, Dog Man's awesome. I get a kick out of reading. So some of the stuff, I'm just like, I don't know. It's just we're going to tread a little lightly on some of the language right now. A
couple edits in there.
Yeah. That's the nice thing, is at least she can't really read just yet. So I've changed some of the words. Not that they're using like F words or anything like that. That'd be crazy. But like some of the stuff, I'm just like, we don't need that. We don't need to throw that word into her vocabulary. Just
sure.
Yet. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Someone said, I too was worried about AI replacing humans and all that. He's like, but I agree. In college, I probably would have been sexting an AI bot as opposed to all the girls that never responded to me.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you can shoot all your shots with the robot instead.
And this all stems from, we had a study that said about like 8 out of 10 guys would be down for a relationship with AI or a robot, and even consider marriage.
What about even a robot friend? Would you consider robot friendship?
I mean, depends on what they're willing to, like, would they go see wrestling shows with me?
I bet.
Yeah, why not, right? But I get a little worried about that, because, you know, tech is so advanced. Like, you start thinking about, like, right now, like, oh, yeah, it's just a robot you're talking to. But eventually, they're going to start feeling emotions.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to start maybe even getting jealous. And the next thing you know, you have a robot girlfriend that's, like, saying this to you.
If I malfunction tomorrow, would you replace me right away, or would you wait a respectful amount of time?
And then you're like, I don't have an answer for this. What are you talking about? And then next thing you know, you're playing on your phone, and the robot comes up to you.
I noticed you spent 43 minutes on TikTok yesterday. Do you even want this relationship to work?
You're like, I don't know. You're starting to get jealous on me, robot lady.
And who is Alexa? Oh. You said her name 3 times last week. Is she smarter than me?
Yes.
She is pretty smart. She answers all my questions.
It's just a matter of time before they start having emotions and feelings and jealousy and all the other stuff.
And then they're going to manipulate us and take over the world.
And then they're strong enough to murder you and rip your head off of your body.
Oh, this is getting really out of control.
This escalated really quickly.
The Notebook turned into the Terminator real quick.
NBC aired a three-hour special last night called Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music. Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine shared this pretty wild story about how they were kicked off the show the night they performed. You're going to hear from Tom at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
NBC aired a three-hour special last night called Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music.
It's funny you said that. I was like, I should watch this. And then you kept saying the rest of the sentence and you said 3 hours. I'm like, I don't have the time to watch that.
That's
I'll fast
eternity.
Forward. Yes.
Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine tells the great backstage story of when the band appeared on SNL back in 1996 and how they got kicked off the show. The host of the show at that time was also a presidential candidate, Steve Forbes. And this is Tom talking about what happened.
We had already had the upside-down American flags on our amplifiers. They asked us to please remove the flags because it was with Steve Forbes, and that might be a weird vibe. We were like, you invited Rage Against the Machine, the I Won't Do What You Tell Me band, and then said, don't do the thing.
Check one, two.
We're about to rock Bulls on Parade. Roadies put the flags back up. The stage manager is barking into his headset like, 35 seconds till.
It's not like he's like, get those flags down. That's crazy.
There's a quick scrum on stage. The burly New York City Union men are able to wrestle the flags with 7 seconds to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rage Against the Machine.
Did I mention before that Steve Forbes had just been a presidential candidate? The hallway floods with Secret Service. And then we are escorted out and put on the sidewalk.
I'd like to thank Rage Against the Machine.
You might notice Rage is not in the farewells on that particular show. I still went to the after party.
Of course, Tom did. I'm still up for a party. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. And I watched that after I saw this clip. I was like, I got to go and watch the performance. And they were on fire. Like, I mean, but you... I wouldn't have been able to tell, like, they were mad, but they were just, they're Rage Against the Machine. They always seem mad.
Yeah.
But, like, the performance was great.
It sure was. 3 hours, Steve. This whole special. Let's watch it.
I was good with that minute clip right there. I think that's all I need to know.
There is a Washington man who has gone viral because his Apple Watch ended up saving his life. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Rush.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by the seattleboatshow.com. So go check out seattleboatshow.com. Deputy in Florida. Again, this is a deputy. So it's not just some random party goer. A deputy was going on to some kind of a big party cruise. I think it was like one of those ones. They do a lot of like now EDM party cruises, which I hear are a blast. And I think he was trying to have a blast because, well, he was arrested for trying to smuggle drugs onto the cruise ship in Skittles bags. Yes, taste the flavor of MDMA.
Question, was he going on the cruise as like as a deputy or was he going on the cruise as a...
I think he was going to go party.
Okay.
And he was, some believe that he was trying to sell these. He had 60 pills inside of different Skittles bags. In fact, here's some audio from the initial court hearing explaining what he was arrested for.
Mr. Mello, you were arrested for trafficking in ecstasy or MDMA?
Trying to smuggle MDMA in Skittles bags onto a cruise ship.
I mean, everybody would be tasting the rainbow if that's the case.
A guy's Apple Watch ended up saving his life last week after he hurt his leg while backcountry skiing near Stevens Pass. The watch ended up sending out this SOS message after he tumbled 1,000 feet down the mountain. Aye. The footage shows that this search and rescue helicopter had to come down and pick him up. Without the watch, they said he would have absolutely not made it. He would have frozen to death out there all night.
Oh, my gosh.
I should start charging my Apple Watch again, huh?
Well, just so you know, Android had this feature years ago.
Oh, yeah. How many stories have we heard about an Android saving somebody's life?
None.
0.0.
They're coming.
they're probably out there. I just choose to ignore them. Do not ignore Dick's this next couple of days, because really? Dick's Drive-In celebrating their 71st anniversary. And what are they doing? They do this. I feel like every year they do this, and it's really just giving back to the community. They're selling their burgers. They're rolling back the prices to 19 cents a burger, the same price as they were back in 1951. It's available at select locations. So today, if you want to get the 19-cent burger, and it's only one per customer, one burger per customer, go to Wallingford, Broadway, or Lake City, or go to all three. Because then you can get one from each one.
I guess that's right.
Who am I to tell you what to do and having a good time? Tomorrow it's Queen Anne, Crossroads, and Federal Way. And then Thursday it'll be Holman Road, Edmonds, which is close to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Kent as well.
I even have my Dick's Bucks right now. I'm ready for this.
Ooh,
do you ever get the Dick's Bucks, the little gift certificates?
No, it's been a minute.
Oh, I'll bring some to you. I have a whole stash at home.
All right, yeah.
Stockpile.
I'll get a bunch of French fries, because that's all I can eat right now there. Which is okay, because their fries are my favorite.
Oh, absolutely. The Washington State Fair is hosting a must-see yacht rock concert. On the bill, we have Toto, Christopher Cross, and Men at Work on Friday, August 29th. Tickets will be on sale this Friday.
Castle's gotta go.
Castle should be like doing the stage announcement, hosting the party. There's a pre-show party available for an additional $65. Dinner, music, and prizes.
What prizes? Are you just going to walk around the fair and compete for prizes?
Or what if it's captain's hats?
Oh, that'd be nice. I was picturing like one of those like little stuffed fish that you get like if you just attempt to try and play one of those games. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 45 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. Kraken lost yesterday. We don't need to talk about that, right? Yeah. That's the DMV, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.